This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. As you well know, we have a full host of candidates running for offices here in Michigan and around the country. Try to get as many voices on the radio here as possible so you can hear what the candidates have to say and find out whether you like those ideas or I'm not sure or don't, whatever it may be. My next guest, Sri Thanadar, scientist, entrepreneur, and Democratic candidate for governor of Michigan. He's also leading in the polls, the last polls that I've seen. Sri, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. The last poll that I saw, you're up by 3 points over Gretchen Whitmer, who's running in second place, according to an MRG poll. I don't find anything since then. You must be encouraged by the polling numbers you're seeing.
Oh, absolutely, Steve. I'm traveling all across Michigan, meeting people, listening to people, and, you know, it's fun. I'm excited. I'm excited to make a change for Michigan.
Now that we've had a chance to talk to you a couple of times here on the program, I want to dig a little bit deeper into some of the positions you staked out, just so people have a better idea. And this next position is the same with all of your Democratic counterparts, which is a move that you think you should move to ban semi-automatic rifles, AR-15 specifically. Lay that out for me. How would that work?
Well, you know, I fully respect the Second Amendment and our citizens' right to bear arms. All I'm saying is that the gun ownership should be a responsible gun ownership. We need to do good enough background checks so that guns don't fall into the wrong hands.
Certainly, but on the program here.
And I'm concerned about safety of our citizens, our children, so I don't want any guns in schools. I do not want the teachers carrying guns, but I want to put enough money into our education system that we could use technology to make safeguard our schools and our children, and teachers can teach, and they don't have to worry about, you know, defending as opposed to we can have guards.
Let me ask you this.
Any technology that we could use to keep people safe. That's really what my concern is.
But let me ask you this, because you did say on this program, in fact, all of your counterparts, Gretchen Whitmer and Abdul El-Sayed, they all said that they would like to ban AR-15s and several other semi-automatic firearms. You still believe that, correct?
Yes, I do. And I believe that those firearms are not necessary for someone to defend themselves and for their Second Amendment rights or for their gaming rights. So, we need to have a dialogue. We need to have a discussion. But we need to, ultimately, it's our people's, our citizens' safety is utmost important. Our children's safety is important. And that means people that, are not able to handle guns in a responsible manner must not get guns.
Let me ask you this. Here's what I'm saying. Here's where I want to get in the conversation is this. If you ban the further sale of AR-15s and semi-automatic weapons, or would you be like some states and consider confiscating and taking those weapons away from people that currently own them? How would you proceed on that one?
Again, anyone that is able to own a gun in a responsible manner should be able to keep their guns.
So even AR-15s.
I'm not talking about confiscating. I'm just talking about responsible gun ownership. I'm just talking about our citizen and our children's safety. Beyond that, we should have a good discussion, and we should make sure that people's rights and people's Second Amendment rights are protected.
Right, because I think it'll be a tough sale in Michigan for you to win a general election, depending on your gun stance. It's Michigan, a lot of gun owners. You're going to have to make sure you bridge that gap if you're going to be able to connect with any with enough voters to win, in my estimation. Now, you also talk about a system of health care. You're not afraid to talk about a single-payer system for all people in Michigan. Please explain.
Well, you know, Steve, nations that are less fortunate than the United States of America are able to take care of their citizens' health care needs. Our citizens do not have to make a choice between buying prescription medicine or getting help for major illnesses and having to make a choice between health care and putting food on the table. So I really want to, it needs to be a compassionate policy. We need to take care of health care of our people. That is at a minimum what we can do. And I believe that if we can have a good single-payer system, it will, in the long run, be cheaper. We spend, you know, trillions of dollars on health care. 20% of that money gets taken out by the middleman, the insurance companies. Look, the pharmaceutical companies are gouging us. Prescription medicine is most expensive in our country compared to the developed countries. Health care is more expensive in the United States than any other country, but our quality of care is not as good. We
then
are
why does everybody
in the world in terms of health care quality, but we are number one in health care cost.
Well, then why do people come here for health care?
Something just isn't right. And the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, should not be profiting from that, and we should take care of our citizens' health care needs.
We only have about 20 seconds here, Sri. But if health care in America is not the best in the world, why does everybody all over the world come here to get health care?
You know, we can make it better, but it's not the best. Surveys have shown, studies have shown that we are seventh best. And we need to, you know, have good cost controls. We need to look at it completely, and we need to, we pay so much money, and we don't get what we deserve. And
Sri,
my focus is on health care and education are not privileges. Those are our fundamental rights. And I want to make sure health care and education is affordable to the people of our state.
All right, Sri Thanadar, health care, education, fundamental rights of the people. Where do people find out more real quickly? What is your website?
Sri2018.com.
Sri.
Sri2018.com is my website. I'm looking for volunteers. I'm looking for donations.
Thank you, Sri. Greatly appreciate it. Got to run, my friend. Thank you so much. Back in a moment.